Lincoln Highway may no longer be an intact cross-country highway, but it remains a well-marked route, with commemorative plaques, posts with red and white stripes, road signs, and even interactive gazebos. Most fun are the billboard-sized murals on the sides of the buildings and the towns along the way. Heading east from Franklin Grove toward Rochelle, the original route splits away from the current Route 38 and becomes an easy dirt road between railroad tracks and farmland. This isn't even a gravel road, but hard, compact dirt, almost clay. On the cold March afternoon I pedaled on it, the road was frozen in spots, and small patches of dirty snow remained. To my right were empty fields with stumps of corn stalks waiting for the plow. One of the nice things about being on this dirt road on a bicycle is that, for about 3 miles, it's possible to even replicate the speed of the original Lincoln Highway. Despite the scarcity of long open roads, speed limits were as much on the minds in 1913 as they are to the motorist of 2013. Although most municipalities already had local speed limits on the books, a national speed law had just come into existence a few years earlier, making the limit 15 miles an hour. License plates were first mandated in 1907, along with an increased speed limit of 20 miles an hour. By 1913, when Lincoln Highway was open, cars were permitted, though not recommended, to go at the ridiculously fast speed of 25 miles an hour. In 1915, the soon-to-be-famous writer Emily Post found herself traveling these same roads on assignment from a magazine to travel coast to coast. Outside Chicago, she and her crew decided to drive the Lincoln Highway, only to find themselves hopelessly stuck in mud just outside Rochelle. It took 2 days and one helpful fire department to get Miss Post and her companions unstuck. 48 hours in which the writer found the hub city to be the sweetest, cleanest, newest little town imaginable. And she compared the Collier Inn, where she and her group stayed for the 2 days, to the Ritz Hotel in New York. Heading into Rochelle on Lincoln Highway, the farmland gives way to more industrial concerns. Research stations and distribution centers fill the landscape. The Lincoln Highway takes a strange turn in the center of the downtown at the corner of Lincoln Highway and Lincoln Avenue. It's reminiscent of where Route 66 turns toward California and crosses itself, making the notorious intersection of Route 66 and Route 66 in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Here at Rochelle's Lincoln and Lincoln sits a former visitor center converted from an old Standard Oil gas station.
My name is Ross Fryer. I'm the director of Rochelle Tourism. The property was bought by the Standard Oil Company of Indiana and built in 1918. And from what we understand, it was the very first filling station of its kind along the Lincoln Highway in the state of Illinois.
And how long was it a functioning service
station? We're not really sure on the number of years that it was a service station, but since the time it stopped as a service station, it was like a taxi service.
Really?
It was a barber shop a couple of times. Then it sat empty for a while. And in 2001, the city purchased the property and got a grant through the state of Illinois, along with some private funding here in Rochelle, to completely restore the filling station as it was, the facade of the filling station, not the interior, but
right,
the outside.
Fryer says the center gets lots of visitors, including tour buses. Recently, an employee of BP, which bought Standard Oil, stopped by.
He came through a few years ago and was looking at this place and told us that he thought that it was the best restoration of this type of filling station that he'd ever seen.
So how far would I have to go to find another similar filling station to this one?
I have no clue.
I've never seen one like this.
My family and I took a vacation on Route 66 just about 3 years ago. And I saw several filling stations, but I never came across one that looked like this, with the particular canopy that it has and the brick driveway from both sides of the streets and both on the corner like this one is.
Do people come and we've talked to some people who are traveling Lincoln Highway and are...
We get a lot of motorists that are traveling, and this year being the 100th anniversary, there'll probably be a lot of that.
Yeah.
Where motorists are traveling in the classic cars, they'll stop by and want to pull in and take their picture in the driveway.
You let them do that?
Yeah, we do let them do that. We just ask that they not stay too long because we don't want oil, because old cars like to leak oil a lot, that we don't want oil all over the brick. And a lot of them will bring their own piece of cardboard or something to slide under while they're doing it. But, yeah, we undo the chains at the ends and let them come in and take pictures. We've had people that have come here who produce calendars. We'll just say they're of lovely ladies next to cars.
Outside the visitor center, I found four commemorative cement posts standing at the intersection, looking something like oversized rooks on a chessboard, each with a Lincoln medallion and a blue directional arrow. I took pictures in front of them before ambling over to one of the saloons across the street to fortify myself for the next leg of the journey.